In the gospel reading today, our Lord warns us to watch and to be ready, because we don't know at what hour he's going to come. Now he points out then, right after that, that if the householder had known the hour that the thief was going to break in, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So we look at that and we say, well, the thief obviously here is Satan. And we don't know exactly when he's going to do whatever it is he's going to do to us. One problem when we're dealing with the devil is he's very patient. All we have to do is look at what's going on in the world right now, and he has been planning this and putting it in place for about 300 years. It's just coming to its fruition now. He's very patient. And so he watches and he waits. And he just simply looks for an opportunity when our guard is down, and then he pounces. And that's what the Lord is telling us. We need to be prepared always. We can't let our guard down. We recall that there are some other parables in the Gospels that are somewhat similar to the one we just heard. And the Lord talks about the fact that if the owner or the king, whoever he's talking about, is delayed in coming, and the servants begin to eat and drink and do all the things, you know, violate one another, whatever it might be, he said, the master's going to come back at an unexpected moment. Well, once again, that's where we're at. We listen to what people are talking about these days. It's just an out-and-out rejection of God. And even those who want to say that they believe in God, generally speaking, they have completely compromised with the world. They give lip service to God, but their lives don't reflect that. Because they want to fit in, because they want to be like everyone else, because it seems more fun the other way, whatever it is that is their reason. We have to recognize we're doing exactly what our Lord has warned us not to do. He told us we need to stay awake. He told us that we need to be prepared. In other words, we need to keep our guard up. And for a lot of people, we have let our guard down because of the circumstances around us. I think just even a couple of weeks ago, this guy who bought Twitter, and people were complaining that he has become suddenly right wing. And he put this thing out, and he's got this little diagram, and he's got this conservative on the right and this liberal on the left, and he claims that he was right in the middle. Then the next part shows the liberal heading off as far as he can to the left, and therefore the center got moved. And so then the next one shows the liberal way over on the left, the conservative in the same spot that he was, and this guy in the same spot that he was. It's just that the center has moved. So now he just looks conservative, but he really hasn't changed anything. Well, because they have done exactly that, because I mean, that is the point. They have moved everything so far to the left. And the norm for most human beings is that we just sort of want to be in the middle somewhere. Well, the middle isn't where the middle belongs. Because the ancient statement was, in medio stat virtus, in the middle stands virtue. The middle is way further to the left than what the left used to be. In fact, the middle today has become what was the extreme left not too terribly many years ago. And even if you listen to the politicians, the ones that call themselves conservative, the battles that they're fighting right now are the things that the liberals were fighting for 30 years ago. So we've got everything shifted. And if we just want to kind of be in the middle, that means we have shifted way to the left. And we're not where God wants us to be, if that's the case. So that's the warning for all of us right now. The Lord made very clear what it's about. He was going to be delayed. How obvious did he have to make that? He gave us parable after parable after parable of somebody who's going to be delayed. If he comes in the second watch or the third, if he's long way, if he's a long way away, if it takes him years to get back, he told us that he's going to be delayed. And he told us what to be careful of. And we have not been careful. So where is the center? Jesus is the center. Jesus is not some right-wing nut, nor is he some liberal crazy nut. Jesus is where the center is. And if we're united with him, then we're right where we belong. And if we're not united with him, then we're not where we belong. So don't look at the world and try and figure out where the center is, because the world has gone so far the wrong direction. Tragically, don't even look at what's going in the church right now and think you can figure out where the center is, because that is so far to the left, it's ridiculous. Anyone who wants to uphold the truth these days is being called names by the people who are supposed to be upholding the truth. So the church, we know, has been infiltrated. Consequently, it has gone way to the left. So don't look that way either. Just look at Jesus. St. Paul said of him, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He cannot change because he is God. He is the truth. He is the point of the center. He is where virtue stands. And so as long as we are with him, we are where we belong. But if we're trying to react to the world and we go too far the other way, we're going to fall off that edge. If we decide to go with the world, we're going to fall off that edge. So we have to be very careful. Because if we're too open-minded, our brain falls out. If we're too closed-minded, we pinch it off. God didn't make us for either one of those. He made us for himself. And he is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. That's what he wants for us. So we need to keep our focus where it belongs, on the Lord, and striving to do what he has asked us to do.